Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Tomorrow is the 4th of August. All right, test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So welcome to the show here. Man. Test 1, 2, 3. So I was able to do the show last night to this. Look at this, man. Test 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Every time I reboot this goddamn piece of shit Mac, which I know everybody's in love with the Mac, it resets all of my levels. Anyway, welcome to our pre-show for the 4th of August, 2020. And we're going to go back to the 4th of August, 2019. I hope, I think, maybe we will. I'm not sure. You know how that's been. Just saw a great movie tonight. Watched it on the, I call it the relay between Jackie and I. Jackie and I turn on the same channel. We turn on Netflix tonight. And we sync up the audio. And then we watch a movie that we want to see. And tonight we wanted to see Spike Lee's Five Bloods. D-A, the number 5, Bloods. And it may be a movie that offends or upsets some of my subscribers, because I don't know, you know, I love and appreciate all you guys, but I don't know your politics. I don't know, you know, where you're from. I think most of you are probably reasonable people, but some people just get like, wait a minute, a black movie, you know. This is a film that is about five black GIs who go back to Vietnam looking for the remains of a dear friend of theirs who also lost his life there, and also some gold that they uncovered during a particular mission. And if it sounds like Kelly's Heroes, it's not. Because in Kelly's Heroes, the whole point was to get the gold and to share it with the Germans and then go. The grunt Germans that they thought were just like them and, you know, whatever. Fact of the matter remains that they were not, and that's a different movie. This film, they go and they look for this gold, they go and they look for their comrade, and they discover layer after layer after layer of Vietnamese history and how they're a part in that history as black GIs. And of course, that's a layer of a layer of a layer of American history, how they somehow fit into this shit, how their anger and resentment is directed and redirected throughout the movie, how the Vietnamese were a lot like them, but in a lot of ways were not, how everybody's a fucking money grubber at the end of the day. It doesn't matter what race, it doesn't matter what class, lots of different things happening. But by and large, the film was about these guys trying to figure out what it is they were trying to fight for. And ultimately, the fate of each person, and also how they discover what happened to their comrade, whose nickname was Storm and Norman years before the Gulf War. And just a lot of shit. And then, of course, Spike Lee, as you know, if you've seen his films, I've seen a ton of them, has these large epilogues sometimes. Not always, but sometimes. Especially to films that were true, like Malcolm X, there's an extended epilogue. I'm trying to think of Get on the Bus, I think there was an extended epilogue. And this film has a rather large one. Anyway, I like the flick a lot, but you know, you have to explain movies like that to people who are of a like mind. You can't explain movies like that to people who are impatient, you know, with the whole Black Lives Matter thing. They don't get it, and they, you know, they've suffered too, and what is it with these black people? All of this shit that I've listened to ad nauseum and has made me nowhere any closer to being sympathetic to any of these people who, specifically white people, who think that they've had it just as bad, you know, and so on and so forth. And I won't belabor the point, but so that's why I don't really want to talk about these things when I'm doing the pre-show or in the process of doing the show, because I just don't really give a fuck, you know, about some people being so fucking upset. And I'm very grateful for the fact that we're afforded, you know, our opinions. Now, today is the 4th, and that would be a Sunday last year. So the 5th, I'd have to go back to 2018, because that's what I'm looking at right now, man. 2018, there it is. It should be a Friday, but I don't know. I may be more fucked up beyond all recognition than I think. Wait, August. August, boy, August. Last year, August the 3rd, the show is an encore from August 3rd. Phil brings on Justin McElroy and Ted Nugent, celebrity voice impersonated, to talk about a picture in which Nugent appears. So that means I got to go back to 20 motherfucking 18. So this is 2017, rather, which is what I usually do because I just can't make this fucking process work. Here we go. 2017, August the 3rd would be a Thursday. All right. So you know how it is, man. Here we go. August 3rd is a Thursday indeed. And let's see what was playing on that day. The Grave of the Vampire was St. Louis. Oh, there we go. Chris Norton. Can't beat that. You Got to Move. Chris Norton is the Rusty Pelican roped off. Is that the Rusty Pelican roped off? Talking about Cove Run 2 happening this weekend. And yes, Dave Caveman will be there. Coach Vernon Dozier. All right, man. So let's cue this bitch up, see what we got. Oh, well, I was in my spooky tooth mode. Jesus. Sounds like a fucking... So confident that we got generals up there, man. It's
sounds like to me that we're losing the motherfucking TriCaster. That's what it sounds like.
You're brain dead because you don't know Joey the Monkey. Number
Joey the Monkey. Can't wait for this.
Brand new. I think the film...
Joey the Monkey.
Be great if you just let everything go, man. Just let it go no matter how sloppy.
Joey the Monkey.
I'll tell you what, if guys just... Animation. Now, I know that... I'm watch, folks. To... True, you know. We get... This is world famous Phil Hendry show about to begin. I'm Phil Hendry.
He does all the voices in the goddamn show.
Wait a minute, man.
Who are we after?
Everybody.
Politicians.
Testing, politicians. One, two.
Celebrities.
Celebrities.
We're telling on all of you.
Everybody.
It's the hunt is on.
One, two.
Telling it like it is.
Dog and Beth looking for trouble. We'll be able to talk to our fans a lot closer than we could on television.
Join us on a backseat ride-along every Tuesday starting in July.
Be sure to tune in
at podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, or subscribe.
Rest in peace.
Apple Podcasts.
This is world-famous Phil Hendry show about to begin. I'm Phil Hendry.
He does all the voices in the goddamn show.
All right, here we go, man. Thank you for listening to this pre-show, such as it was. But as I say, I was at the house watching Defy Bloods with Jackie, and I suddenly said to her, I've got to repurpose a show for tomorrow. She goes, what do you mean by that?